He's still a dork. And people keep giving him jobs. Maybe they feel sorry for him. It's that wisecracking doofus, Laszlo, only on Integrity. All right, you're listening to Laszlo 2.0. You know, this, it's called Integrity because it's, you know, it's sort of about me, you know? Like how I'm going to someday be a millionaire in blue jeans, you know, with a guitar kind of slung over my back. Singing about the struggles of being a blue-collar guy because, you know, this show's about everybody, not just the people with money, you know? But like this guy. Here's a working-class guy on the street, street food kind of vendor guy. Hey, how much does a hot dog cost, guy?
You got a radio show?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Tell us about how you live, like, piled 18 high just to make it in Liberty City.
Oh, first let me say hi to everybody. Juanita, how are you? How you doing? My friend Paul, who lives uptown. Hi, hello. I'm doing good, selling hot dogs. I want to say hi to my kids.
Oh, my
I want to say hi to everybody.
You people just breed like rabbits. Listen, just give me the hot dog.
And I want to say hi also to my friend Paulito. I want to say hi to the guys over at the Delicatessen. They're always so nice to me.
Why are you people so friendly?
Who's people?
What you people. Mean by? Where are you from?
I'm from Central America. Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm stupefied. I can't really understand what you're saying. Could you?
You're stupid?
No, you got to work on the English a little.
You're stupid. Hey, you know what, man? You have to work on the English. We're a team, right? We're a comedy team.
No, we're not a team. I am a radio genius, and you are. So I'm trying to expose the daily. So this is sort of like a radio documentary. Like I'm exposing, you know how shitty your life is, and how your father looked down on you one day, and whatever dusty shithole town you were in, and said, "Son, someday you'll be huffing car fumes on a shitty street corner, selling food poisoning to celebrities like Laszlo."
Hey, guy, you think your father's proud of you? Come on, man.
Well, I mean, my father was, you know, kind of strangely silent my whole childhood, which kind of explains a lot. But listen, dude, I'm trying to bring the media back to the people on the street corner, you know, on the radio, because I thought to myself, Laszlo, get back to what you know. Get back to entertaining people, you know, sleeping with groupies and in broom cupboards and on yoga mats, you know.
What is this, 1969?
No.
And also, listen, guy, that's your name is Laszlo?
Yes.
You make fun of me and your name is Laszlo? That's a clown name. That's a stupid clown.
Listen, I'm not a clown. Dude, I've been around.
You haven't been around?
Off of toilet seats. You know, I took payola. You know, I got paid to make nasty comments about people. And everybody said I was really funny and that I was a great guy, you know. And deep down, don't you feel like you have a deep, dark secret you can't admit? And the hell starts kind of rising up again inside and the lying and the deceit. And, you know, and you look at your best friend and even though he's a guy, you know, you just wonder, what if?
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, and I mean...
But I don't go spilling it on the streets like this to a hot dog guy, right?
I know this is quite a struggle, being a hot dog vendor, living 18 people to one of those tiny rooms and
having to wire
money back to shithole wherever the fuck you're from.
Guy,
I understand. I'm from the Midwest.
Hey, listen, guy, you don't know my story, all right?
Yeah.
My mother raised me and my grandmother raised me.
Right.
But we would wake up every day and we had no money. We had no water.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what we use for water?
Urine. I don't know. What?
Tears.
Okay.
The tears of my family. That's what we had to drink because we had no money.
Would milk your grandmother like she's some kind of tear cow.
You don't understand our culture, man.
No, I don't. I see it on the television. You win all the fucking shitty singer competitions on TV because, we've got passion. Well, guess what I've got?
You know what we have?
I've got a convertible.
Please, hippie.
Hippie?
Yes, hippie.
Dude, you're a real prick. You're on the street selling food poisoning. You're
gonna listen, these are good hot dogs, okay?
Shut up.
No. Listen, you shut up.
Dude, why don't I shove your fucking stupid face in the hot dog water, huh? How would you like that? Let me give you a little bit of American history, okay? To people like you. Let me grab the back of your fucking head and shove your stupid face into the fucking hot dog water. I am a fucking celebrity on the edge. And
please don't do that.
I've had it. How do you like American now, motherfucker? Yeah. That's right. God, I feel alive again, you know, like a man when you just grab the back of the head of another man and you just shove it right where you want it to go. Yeah, that'll teach him. I'm a man.
Yo, you're an asshole.
Hey, pipe down up there. Go back to beating up your fat wife.
You better shut up. I'll come down and beat the shit out of you.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm just going to get a couple blocks away from here. God, why are the street vendors in this town such assholes, man? All right, this is Laszlo Show on Integrity. It's in association with Zit, you know, my sponsor. You know, speaking of foreigners, if we're going to get to the underbelly of the city, you know, we should take a cab ride. Excuse me, taxi. Yeah, take me to Frankfurt and Jade, near Star Junction, please. So, riding in a cab, it's a serious Liberty City experience, you know, because these people drive for like 18 hours straight and pee in soda bottles, you know, and then they talk to their friends on cell phones in Jack Fuckistan or wherever they're from and toss off. But the immigrants, they bring the city alive. You know, they've been the stockbrokers. But, you know, people say, Laszlo, are these people...
Yo, Laszlo? You're kidding me. I remember you. You used to be on the radio. You were so funny.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, man, I was on Chatterbox, and I'm coming back. I'm on the air now.
You were funny for a while, but what happened to you?
What do you mean?
You turned into an annoying creep. All you talk about is how many women you sleep with. You don't look like you've had any women.
Please, okay, this mustache, a lot of girls have ridden these handlebars, huh? You know, I mean, since my divorce.
Nobody wants to hear about your problems.
Hey, dude, that's show business, okay? It's about reality these days, not entertainment, okay? Because I gotta tell you, once you've flown first class, you know, it sucks to take the bus again. That's why I got all these addictions.
Bring back that vegetarian guy. That was funny.
Don't tell me how to do my show. But, I spit in your cab.
Get out of my cab. I don't want washed up celebrities in my cab.
Washed up? Dude, I'm doing a new show. See you in hell, buddy.
See you later, Laszlo.
All right, this is the Laszlo Show. The station is called Integrity. I should mention that we're sponsored by Zit. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Laszlo Show on Integrity.
Ever wonder why you look a lot like your neighbor?
Yes.
Do you have strange feelings towards your mother or sister?
Yeah.
Do you feel disconnected from your father? Don't look to therapists to explain what you already know. You're probably either adopted or the result of a fling at a 1970s car key party. Accept it. But how do you find out the truth? DNA. DNA never lies, except in a few rare sexual assault cases. Call Double Helix DNA Search today and find out who's really your daddy.
What is integrity in broadcasting today?
Cookie-cutter monotony, overseen by hand-wringing lawyers, irrelevant executives, paranoid consultants, and greedy fund managers and stockbrokers. Now, radio finally has integrity.
All right, Liberty City, you're in for a surprise. It's the Laszlo Show here on Integrity. I'm out on the streets. You got too comfortable, Liberty City, you know? Like you're at a dance club and you're having a bit of fun with one of the ladies and you stick your hand down a stripper's panties, you know, and you discover a pair of balls. Well, guess what, baby? The bitch is back. But I'm not a bitch. I'm a man. You know, walking the streets of Liberty City, you always see a film crew doing some shitty TV show or movie, you know, screws up traffic. Like here, this film crew has blocked off this entire street in Liberty City. Now, I know from my brief period as a fluffer that the best thing about these film shoots is the craft services table. Being famous means that you need a buffet that follows you wherever you go, you know, and you have a special portable toilet if you're too fat to fit in a hotel bathroom. I mean, God. So let's just walk over here to the craft services table. Oh, awesome. Snake a couple of sandwiches.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, slow down, Neanderthal. Can't you see I'm doing a radio show here, huh? Live, you know. I'm here to interview the star of this, whatever you're shooting.
It's a music video, dumbass. That's the lead singer standing right next to you?
Flo is awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, you're Laszlo, aren't you? I met you backstage at the Lovefish show.
Oh, yeah, man. I was always backstage at the...
We're snugging that guy. Totally sucking face.
Whoa. Hey, that wasn't a guy, all right? She just looked like a guy. Yeah, and besides, you know, in the 80s, all the guys look like chicks.
Yeah, mate, are you still incontinent?
Dude, look, that was totally a misunderstanding, okay? I was really drunk. I don't think that was urine anyway. Because, see, I have this move, you know, when I'm at dinner or at a party with a really hot chick, I pretend to spill something on my jeans, you know, and then I can rub one out right in front of her, and she thinks I'm trying to get a stain out. It's awesome. Hey, what's your video about?
Oh, it's fine, Dabby Dozy. I'm finally going to sing something meaningful about rain and how your soul gets wet too, and how bitches just want to make you shoot up a load of smack. You know, a song that you can sing to your Pittsburgh right before you go off in a bender and batter her stupid.
Sounds brilliant. Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever gone with the rain angle. Good vibe for a video. You see, there are celebrities on the streets of Liberty City. You can bump into them anytime. These are the kind of encounters that Liberty City's all about, you know? Where a man lies under a rain machine, you know? Singing about a soggy soul and a bunch of unionized assholes move around apple boxes. So this is the Laszlo Show on Integrity. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Want to stop aging?
Yes!
Science has the answer. Freeze yourself today so you can experience the future. With Liberty City Cryogenics, you'll be placed in suspended animation using liquid nitrogen. Finally, science that makes you immortal.
Start today and have your home cryogenics kit sent immediately. You can be frozen in time waiting for a better future before the weekend's out.
Live forever with Liberty City Cryogenics.
Star Junction is full of music. Come see the musical the critics are baffled at. Swinging Puppets.
I'm so tired of his tiny puppet junk. I need a real man to fill me full of gunk. Oh!
Swinging Puppets is amazing children with a tale of how hard it is to sing in tune and keep on smiling when you've got strings around your wrists or a creepy man's fist up your ass. Swinging Puppets at the Magic Curtain Theater.
He's getting older, but not wiser. It's Laszlo on Integrity 2.0.
All right, you're listening to The Laszlo Show, only on Integrity. We're broadcasting live from the streets of Liberty City. Yeah, nobody does live radio anymore. Nobody, apart from me. I'm your host, Laszlo. I gotta tell you, it's been a long time, Liberty City. Too long for both of us. Kind of had a dry spell there, you know? Liberty City's like a woman, you know? You love her, you hate her, you come crawling back to her so she can step on your dreams. But I do love the women here, you know? The chicks in Liberty City have higher expectations than the slobs in Vice City. And they're not as paranoid about you slipping in some GHB to their drink. This is the media event of the century because I'm bringing radio back to the people. It's Radio 2.0. It's the future, you know? You don't listen with your ears. You listen with your soul. We're going to be doing a radio show and a podcast about a radio show and a blog that's about the podcast that's about the radio show. It's media intermingling, like one of those magazine ads that have all different ethnicities. You know, I'm getting under the city's skin, you know, into the fatty layer with the warm pillow of a gunt to rest your head on. You look up and you go, where's my dignity? With this radio show, I'm making a difference. And it's all in association with our sponsor, Zit, because we can spot the song you're looking for. You're listening to the radio, you hear a song, call Zit, 948-555-0100. Yeah, that's right, I'm walking the streets doing a show. This is live, people, huh? This is radio.
Can you keep your voice down? You're talking too loud.
Hey, easy, honey. I'm on the radio.
Who cares what this is? Shut up.
Yeah? Can you wear a bag over your head? You're ugly. Go play some Sudoku and die peeing on yourself. You don't talk to the media like that. This is radio in association with my mega awesome sponsor, Zit. This is about people taking the city back from the media barons. I'm literally walking the streets of Liberty City, interviewing people, getting questions answered, you know, discovering why people want to live in a crime-infested, overpriced dump without trees. Excuse me, sir, can I speak to you for a minute?
What do you want?
Well, I want you to...
Hey, I'm not like that. I'm not a knob goblin.
Listen, easy, okay? You're not my type. I prefer, you know, unconscious chicks or MILFs with stretch marks. Besides, listen, dude, I'm famous. Do you want to be famous?
No way. I don't want the paparazzi taking pictures of me naked doing coke.
Sorry, bro, you're a little too late. You just made radio history. You're the very first guest on Integrity 2.0. This is history, my friend. The Laszlo Show here making media history, like when they shot the president on that episode of 72. Oh, I've been up for 3 days. I'm really moody. I'm trying to fight terrorism. You know, how come nobody on TV goes to the bathroom?
What are you talking about? Have you been drinking?
Yeah, a little. But listen, quiet, okay? I'm talking. Let the host talk. People will remember this show. They'll remember this time because, you know, I'm finally reinventing radio. I'm like Laszlo Marconi, you know? I've tried blogging, porn. I've tried Vinewood, glory holes, facefuls of pills. But screw that, you know? I'm not about dependency anymore. It's finally about me, you know? I mean, because I'm a good-looking guy. I got a six-pack, huh? Look at that, huh?
Oh, dude, don't show me your stomach. That's disgusting.
Hey, come back here. I'll show you my glutes.
Now leave me alone.
Come on, you made history.
Go away.
You're like the John Wilkes Booth of radio. What is wrong with the people of Liberty City, you know? Don't they want to be famous? Excuse me, madam. Listen, you're live on the radio. Have you got anything to say?
What? Oh, my God.
Take your time, honey. This is the reality of live entertainment. Like when I put on a fat suit and go and feel up tourists. You know, or that thing that got me indicted. Are you finally ready?
What are you talking about?
No, it's okay. Take your time. No problem. You know, imagine you're a stud about to impregnate a prize racehorse, you know? I'm kind of like the Seabiscuit of radio.
Did you just call me a horse?
Not really, but now that you mention it, I'm just getting metaphorical in sort of an equestrian sense, you know? You know, because I've written fantastic poetry, you know? I bet you look at me and you're thinking, wow, what a guy, you know? How can I coax this filly into a moral congress? Can this man make a video with a horse? No, lust. It's an idea, you know, like freedom, like girls with leg braces falling downstairs, like dark matter, you know? Like shaking it when you're done at the urinal, but it doesn't really help. So tell me, what's on your mind here in Liberty City?
Yeah, oh my God, am I on the radio?
Do you not realize that? This is a microphone, stupid.
Oh my God, you're an asshole.
No, actually, I'm a DJ, but I don't spin records. You know, I spin words into minds. Let's go over here to this guy sitting there, you know, eating lunch outside. What do you think is the problem with this city?
The problem with this city? Man, look around you. Look at these women. Look at these skirts. Look what they're wearing. They wear these things and they don't want you to touch them. All of a sudden, a cop is after you. All of a sudden, their boyfriends are coming after you. Why? You want to show me parts of your body? I want to touch them. Let me touch them and I'll go away. I don't want to have babies with you. I just want to touch for a little while. Is that a crime?
Actually, sort of, yeah. Yeah, you can't just go grabbing your women's buttocks.
What about lightly?
No.
Hey, we're people too. We're part of society. And all we're doing is we're just grabbing for a little while and letting go.
Yeah.
Nipples. Necks. Buttocks.
Okay.
Thighs.
I gotcha. Okay.
Front.
Listen, give me the microphone back.
Feet.
Listen, I agree with you. I mean, fashion's in big trouble in this city. Women, sometimes, like you say, are so attractive you can't help but bite them.
Yeah.
And then there's other women that are wearing like those lime green and orange rubber clog sandals. Ugh. I mean, you know, women are wearing tit curtains now that make them look pregnant. I mean, you know, men wearing women's jeans. You get in trouble for hanging outside a women's clinic now to cruise on chicks.
You get in trouble for that?
What happened to freedom in this city, you know? I mean, the mayor's shutting down the porn stores, you know,
it's
banning smoking and trying to outlaw fun.
But there's more places you can go, man. You can find some more places to find women.
Like?
Schools.
Could you really not rub your junk and talk about
schools? Why not? Let me just do it for a little while.
Dude, listen.
Schools.
Stop. Listen, dude.
Oh.
Okay, just finish up. I don't want to be...
Here we go.
I just don't want to...
There we go.
I just don't want to be...
That's it. That's all I wanted to do, and there it is.
Okay. I wouldn't want to give you blue balls on my radio show.
Oh,
you know?
What a day.
I mean, I'm talking about the glory days in life, you know? I mean, if you think back to when 16-year-olds could drink and listen to metal music, you know, when you could smoke in bars, you could get into high-speed accidents, you'd be like, dude, I lost my right arm, and your friends would say, dude, who cares? You can drum.
Totally.
You know? I mean, it's like...
You could do it with your sister.
Dude, shut up. I'm trying to do a fucking radio show here. You know, I mean, things were so much simpler before I got divorced, you know? But this really isn't about me. It's about you, the people in the streets, this guy rubbing his junk, you know? I mean, it's about a revolution, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Radio 2.0. It's an association with Zit, you know, because nobody's been this edgy or even stupid to take on the media, you know? This is the number one media investment of our time. You go out, you talk to the real people of Liberty City, you know, and then you've got everything set up, and then the fucking assholes at the Bank of Liberty deny your loan the day that the rent on your studio.
Oh, dude, they're the worst. So, you know the little plastic window thing? I put my junk right through the little hole in the window.
You know, my life's an amusement ride, and it needs to be on the radio because, you know, in life, it's like you wait in line all day for this ride called life. You sweat, you hate yourself, and then it's over in 45 seconds, and she looks at you, she says, you know, I have to go, and she sort of leaves the room awkwardly, and you just wish that once you could share a bed with someone who wouldn't get creeped out by the pictures of my ex-wife on the nightstand. I gotta take a break.
Oh, no.
Is there something wrong with me?
It's
my weight, isn't it?
No, you're great. Just the way you are.
Erectile dysfunction is more common than you think, especially due to the fatigue and alcohol abuse that often accompanies taking home a large, needy girl from the bar late at night. That's why there's Mollus. Don't let your penis let you down. Mollus overrides the dignity and disgust that often result from a sexual encounter with a desperate girl, so you can have the confidence and stamina to make an impression that lasts.
Wow, that was incredible.
Can I see you tomorrow?
Yeah, listen, could you use the back door so my friends don't see you?
Asshole!
Ask your bartender about Mollus, or order online from any number of disreputable Mexican pharmacists. Mollus is Vesuvius citrate and should be taken with alcohol. Mollus, respect be damned.
Telling it like it is on the tough streets. Here's Laszlo trying to reclaim his integrity. All right, you're back. It's the Laszlo Show on Integrity. Integrity is the name of the station. I'm out here walking the streets of Liberty City, doing a live radio show, meeting the real citizens of the city, you know, getting urban, you know, like a music video. And I'm in slow-mo, and you know, there's just girls dancing around me. Excuse me, young man, do you want to be on the radio?
Young man, you trapped in the 70s? Nobody says young man. What else are you going to say? Fresh?
Look, whatever, homeboy. Listen, tell me what the kids are into. Yeah, I got to connect with the kids. You know, not my private parts, you know, but that's for online. But what are you out doing?
Yo, I'm delivering weed.
But you're only like 13.
Exactly. I won't go to prison. That's what my cousin told me. We work for flyhighpizzapie.com. You want to smoke? It's good shit. I got Purple Goat, Widow's Laughter, Blueberry Nightmare, Amsterdam Amnesia, and some hydroponic nun's vagina. It's all good. It's good shit. Blow your head off. Only $600 a quarter.
Damn. And this city is some overpriced shit. Look, I don't need fancy brand names for reefer. Yeah, commercialism is destroying the grit of this city. You know, when you could catch an STD from a him, her, you know? Look at Star Junction. People singing to each other and fisting puppets, and instead of having gunfights and just shooting horse. Get out of here. You know, this show is not going to be like the one I did at that radio station in buttfuck nowhere. I spent the last few years of my life in a gin martini getting shafted by the cruel fates of slow career suicide. The city makes you angry. Makes you want to rip a fool's head off. You know, bite people on the cheek for talking on the fucking mobile phone on the train. You know, bite people walking too slow up the stairs of the subway. You know, bite people that are more successful than me. It's like I'm radioactive. Why can't I have a girl half my age like all my friends that are in the media? Huh? Someone young and dumb. You know, I've taken a lot of risks, just like this. You know, I'm back. They say you can't keep a good guy down. You, sir, can you keep a good guy down?
Sure, but I don't want to go down, man. You can go down on me.
Whoa, yeah, easy, fella. You know, I'm a raging heterosexual. Ask my ex-wife. That's why they call me Jack Rabbit Jones. What is wrong with this place? God, you people are freaks.
Hey, asshole, I'm not a freak.
Right, whatever. You know, there may be a lot of freaks in Liberty City, but the biggest freak in town is back. Me. Excuse me, ma'am. My name's Laszlo. Am I the biggest freak you've ever met?
Are you kidding? You should meet my husband. He wears my underwear when he thinks I'm out of the house.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? I mean, I've worn panties.
Damn, you got some problems, son.
Hey, it's not weird if a chick asks you to do it. You know, then it's hot. Listen, I'm kind of divorced.
No wonder. You gotta be a man, Laszlo.
Yeah? Listen, are you and your husband up for maybe some webcam action? You know, you could pay to watch me dance online. I can do, like, the windmill nude.
Break dancing? Are you kidding? Get away from me, please!
Fine. You know, you probably don't even have a blog. Maybe it's this mustache and my sexually suggestive T-shirt that freaks people out. You know, I'm just trying to do a radio show. But actually, that's what's great about Liberty City, you know? You spend $200 on a vintage T-shirt, you wear $500 designer hip-hop pants and limited edition neon high tops that some teenager scribbled on with a marker, and you're on the cusp of fashion. At least that's what everyone tells me. This mustache once got me laid. Yeah, you know, she was a slow girl, kind of deaf in one ear, but man, you know, you give her $10, she was yours in an alley for 10 minutes. Loved to eat pennies, that girl.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, I'm doing a radio show here. It's kind of like a social networking site where nobody cares about you or your stupid profile. Let me ask you, what's your favorite website?
I like the top three or the top one. It depends on which one you want to go by, but which chart is. I can't stop checking out electrictit.com. I mean, there's this one thing where there's teenagers lip syncing.
Well, the viral videos. Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of them that are like teenagers and they're lip syncing the songs in their bedroom, and it's like a high school talent show. But I can't get arrested. It's streaming audio.
Isn't that where
it's
there's like,
photos.
Like there's a cup and there's two girls and.
Yeah. But there's a back door you could take.
Listen, I don't need to hear about your back door. I'm trying to do a radio show.
All right. Okay. Oh, so you do a radio show?
Yes,
I'm streaming
doing a radio.
Online?
Listen.
Is it streaming online?
Listen, all I know is this internet is seriously cutting into my radio career because I got to tell you, the MP3, please. Nobody's going to be talking about MP3s
okay,
in a few years.
I'm going to show
radio
you.
Radio is coming back.
Radio is
because
not
it's
coming
Laszlo.
Back.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's Laszlo 2.0. I'm out here on the street.
No,
dude, this is some edgy shit.
No, it's not edgy shit. It's not edgy shit at all.
Dude, it's not. It's the radio.
I want to download it.
It's the radio.
Streaming radio.
Listen, I want to start my own clothing line. Can you help me with the website?
Virtual or real?
Yeah, real. You
okay.
know, I want to sell like bowling shirts, karate uniforms, like trainers, cock
How
socks.
Much memory do you have? How much memory? How
I don't
gigs?
Know. I just want a website where you can buy Laszlo stuff. You know.
How much memory? What are the gigs?
I don't know. Listen, I'll tell you what I need. I need stuff. A lot of my fans.
Do you have an external hard drive?
No. A lot of my fans like Huff Gasoline. They watch professional wrestling. You know, they want to be
I
able
do
to,
too.
To put on a Laszlo shirt and knock kids off of bicycles. You know, and that was
That's
rock and roll in Vice City in the 80s. I mean, that was rock and roll. And then my career hit the skids, and I'm stuck doing this and talking to you with your horn-rimmed glasses and. You've never seen
this
a vagina,
is,
and what? Is,
I've seen many
what
vaginas.
What has happened
okay?
to me? Listen, let's go. I'm going to go talk to this chick over here. Excuse me.
Me too, lady.
No, leave her
lady,
alone.
Hi,
leave her alone.
How are you? What's the URL?
Leave her alone.
How much memory do you have? Excuse me, ma'am.
What do you want?
I'm doing a radio show.
Nobody listens to the radio anymore. Give me a break. We have the internet. You ever heard of it? No, leave me alone. I'm trying to send a text message.
You're trying to send a text message. LOL. Listen, I'm doing Radio 2.0. You know, radio's been around for a long time. This is like real-time MP3.
Whatever. If I can't send emoticons through it, I'm not interested. If you get really drunk and pretend that your face is a punctuation mark, you can really get to the bottom of life's gripping questions.
Okay.
Whatever, old man.
Oh, man! You'll never get to experience the 80s, except for one of those stupid clip shows on MeTV where washed-up comedians make snarky comments. You know, I may be bitter and divorced, but I plan on getting a sports car, you know, and figuring out how to play online games, and banging chicks like you, and then dropping you back off at school. You know what? Nobody likes your breasts. You know that? Huh? When I was massively famous in the 80s, you know, launching my radio career, there was this weird performance art about robots, and a very bizarre man theorized that one day, DJs would be replaced by robots, and that a machine would pick the music and hold humans in slavery, walking around with their portable devil DJ machines. And here we are, in Liberty City, and the world is oblivious. They've got headphones on. But I'm here doing this, trying to get people to listen to the radio, to rise up, because they're all controlled by robots. Speaking of robots, let's take a quick break. This is the Laszlo Show on Integrity.
Podcasting today. Cookie cutter monotony, overseen by hand-wringing lawyers, irrelevant executives, paranoid consultants, and greedy fund managers and stockbrokers. Now, radio finally has integrity.
So everybody, you're listening to Integrity 2.0, and we're back. We have got funding. We got funding. We are back on the air. And as soon as I can figure the technology out and what a DNS is, we will be live on the World Wide Web, streaming with what I believe is called a web page. That's right, Integrity 2.0 taking free speech somewhere entirely new, the internet. We're going global. Global people, like all the way around, where people like don't even wear bras or shoes. It's a great big media reach around, and for once, Laszlo is not getting bummed. I am doing the bumming. I'm bumming the world. Where am I gonna stick it? Oh yeah, you take it, baby. You like that? Maybe I'll pull your hair, world. Maybe a little low, below the equator. How do you like that? How do you like that? Who's your daddy now, world?
Laszlo. Yeah, that's right. I am the Big Bang. I'm back. I was a dwarf star, and now I'm fucking supernova. So, everybody, welcome Integrity 2.0. After a few weeks off the air, we're back. We got funding. And I want to say, seriously, a quick moment. Thanks, Mom. Money's rotting in your 401k. The financial district screwed everybody in this country. Invest in new media. Me. And now, your money is building a show business empire. One brick at a time. Today, Liberty City. Tomorrow, Reach Around. I love you, Mom. This is the best thing you ever did for me. And I love you too, Stepdad Isaac. I mean, seriously, I love you. You know, I admit I struggled when you came into my life and our family, but I really do love you. I know you're the man of the house now. I can accept the rules about the curfew. You know, I'm going to get my new place as soon as I find something suitable. I respect you. I respect your rules. I cherish our time together. There, all right? I said it. Okay. Liberty City, the media. It's a fucking jungle out there, like a Greek girl's pants, you know? Thick shrubbery. I'm talking like undergrowth, overgrowth, where it's just busting out the sides, you know, in a massive sweet spot that emanates juice. That's me. Yeah, I'm the G-spot of radio. And I'm back. I'm a middle-aged man who has been forced by the collapse of global media to move back in with his mom and his truly wonderful stepdad, Cockface, Isaac. And yet, my namesake, Lazarus, that's my name. I'm back from the dead. It's Laszlo 2.0, Integrity 2.0, maybe even 3.0 some days. You know, beaten but never broken. You can't take a broadcasting titan down. I learned that. And trust me, I'm no exception. I'm here to stay, like the national debt or syphilis. I'm that unwelcome itch and pus-ridden sore that just won't die. I'm telling the truth about the city, to the city, for the city, and any corporate sponsors who want me to put in a good word for them, trust me. I'm available for sponsorship. I'll tattoo your shit on my junk. I don't care. I know about branding. You know, I do public appearances. I go out there, give some shit away. T-shirts, dog. T-shirts. I'll hand out samples of your product, spray cheese, cigarettes. I'll give them to kids. I don't give a shit. I love capitalism. I hate taxes. And about the appearances, you know, I got good rates. I'm a funny guy. I make people love me, and that means they'll love your product. My last public appearance was incredible. It was for my step-niece Jill's bat mitzvah. I mean, they didn't pay me formally, you know, so I sort of grabbed what I thought I was worth out of that bag they hand around. I mean, you know, it's the honor system, really. Integrity is what the show's about. You know, I did a bit of stand-up there. The Beanie Kids, they love me. I don't think they're allowed to watch TV. You know, they related to my stories about sleeping with fat rock groupies. They really did. I told this incredible joke about incest. Man, it was shocking. I mean, it was daring, but it was true. My stepdad's family's riddled with this stuff. I mean, family tree like a tent pole. More inter-cousin marriage than a bunch of hillbilly hamsters. And you married into that family, Mom. Nice one. You know, Dad's not so bad. So he drinks a little bit. I drink every day. Huh? And Martin, my brother, you're a Judas and a loser. Being a rich TV producer's not cool anymore. This is fucking the 2000s, bro. Nobody watches TV. We steal everything on the internet. That's why I'm gonna be a new media player, you know? Playing this city like a dirty old man plays a tween chat room. Just that amazing feeling, wondering if when you go over to her house, is it gonna be a setup? We're coming to you almost live from the streets of Liberty City, talking to real citizens, prominent street folk, you know, disadvantaged people, people in wheelchairs with one leg, urban characters, stinky homeless people, you know?
God damn, boy, you just talk and never say nothing.
What?
You gonna pay me my goddamn money like you said. I've been playing this goddamn saxophone, walking with your ass for 3 blocks.
Yes, you've been walking with me for 3 blocks because I need theme music, you moron. And something about a saxophone just says, the streets. It says, I'm lonely, I'm gritty, there's a siren in the background, it's raining, I've just thrown up on myself. Should I play some jazz or sit on my pee-stained mattress and cry, tie off my arm, insert some skag?
Bitch, what the fuck you talking about? You said you gonna pay me $2 fucking.
I haven't got change, all I got is a 5. Don't you have change? That's what you do. You're
Hey, man, fuck you. I got to learn a living out here, buddy.
So am I. So the fuck am I? Look, I'll give you a 5. Just sing the song I told you to sing at the beginning of the show.
I can't remember it.
Well, here's a hint. Who's your favorite radio celebrity?
Martin Sirius?
Martin Sirius? Fuck that hack sellout. Me, Laszlo.
Oh, yeah, right. I love your show. I love it. Leslie, with the show intimacy.
Leslie? It's Laszlo with integrity, not intimacy. They offered me that gig, but even I won't stoop that low. You know, a couple's sexuality show, taking calls from perverts and morons in the middle of the night. How to keep things hot in your marriage when she's as frigid as an Eskimo. Isn't fidelity sexy? Let's talk about marital aids. I mean, give me a break, people. Nobody wants to hear about sex on the radio, please. Come on, Clarence.
It's Theodore.
Bullshit. All saxophone players are called Clarence or Walter. Now, for our musical people, you sure are cranky.
Say what? What'd you say?
I mean, homeless people. I'm not racist. Let's face facts, ladies and gentlemen. Fair people of Liberty City, I may have stumbled in life. Stumbled, been on my knees a little bit, but I'm a man, a tiger. I'm Laszlo, and a tiger needs cubs. She was an intern. It was rock and roll. What do you expect? You know, I really thought my wife was more sophisticated than that, but no. What did she do? After she found out, she ran off with my best friend, you cliche-ridden bitch. You're ridiculous. Well, you didn't tame me, and you couldn't tame me. You've tamed him already. Right. I saw the pictures of you guys online on your around-the-world vacation. Oh, I'm sure that was a lot of fun. Sure, he's smiling now. You know I'm packing more junk than him. Trust me. I'm the king of whiskey dick, but when I'm sober, I'm a fucking tiger. That's a fact. A fact. Plus, I know I'm bigger, because I measured when he was asleep. Seriously, if that was all I was packing, I wouldn't be sticking photos of anything on the internet, let alone putting beautiful rendered pictures of my above-average broadsword on sites with a caption that says, "What do you think, ladies?" And they use the letter U instead of Y-O-U. Not that I've ever done that. I haven't. But, I mean, seriously, what do you expect? Look at me. Women can't handle me. I've got all the chromosomes, X, Y, Z, all of them. I'm a male. You, hot young jogger, a layer of sexy she sweat forming on your attractive bow. You want to bet a star right now?
Fuck off, creep. This is called running, not jogging. Jogging's for dorks like you still stuck in the 80s. Maybe if you ran a little, you wouldn't have man tits.
Tits? These are pecs.
They're man tits.
Pecs. I can bench press 80 pounds. Smell my pheromones, huh? I don't even use deodorant. Natural. Oh, you may think you have a great rack, but gravity always wins in the end. Those puppies, they'll turn into big old dogs soon enough. That's the great thing about getting older, is chicks' boobs sag, but our schlongs just get bigger. She probably just wants me to chase her. Women love the chase, like a tiger chases a gazelle. Man, I'm really into this nature motif at the moment. Maybe I should get a satin jacket with a tiger on the back so the ladies know exactly who they're dealing with. Yeah, like tigers, I'm an endangered species, you know? And I would chase her if it weren't for you Laz fans, because I know you deserve more than me running after some ass. Running after some jogger in the park, which I know I could bang. I know. I mean, you want a radio show, not to hear me bang. I know you need more than just the wild beast philosophy of a rhino let loose on the great plains of Middle Park, impregnating she-rhinos, conquering the world, a massive horn. I really need to spread my scent a little right now. And by that, I mean pee. Jesus, I've been standing out here for ages. It is impossible, let me tell you out there in Radioland, it is impossible to find a place to pee in this city, and the fascist shops won't let you use the bathroom unless you buy something, which is why I like to do as the true locals do and just piss in the street, like in this flower bed. Watch this.
Stop right there! You, with your dick out!
It's okay, I'm just demonstrating something for the radio. Let's take a quick break.
Come back here!
Mas Fuego. Energy drinks with Latin passion. That's because it contains our patented synthesized Latin testosterone. Mas Fuego.
Hey, I'm on the go 24-7. I need to stay awake and be manly. I don't let the bitch get me down. I'm really wiped out right now. I'll fucking slit your throat.
Get the fire. For added fun, try a truly prison-inducing experience and mix Mas Fuego with vodka.
Shut up, pinche puta. I'll fucking kill you. I'm on edge, man.
Now, that's Latin passion in a can. Bring out the heat. Bring out the passion. Mas Fuego. Synthesize Latin testosterone energy drink. Live life to the limit.
Stations flip formats every 3 months. Here's another station you'll miss if you blink. Integrity 2.0.
All right, we are back. Radio broadcast almost live from the streets of Liberty City. This is your city, brought to you only on Integrity 2.0. The station has really brought a new meaning to integrity. It's brought a new meaning to media. You know, I take the values of new media and I bring them to old media. You know, that's raging ego, substandard content, and heartbreaking inanity. I'm just kidding. This is about cutting-edge free speech, a spirit of innovation, adventure, paid for by our sponsor, which I should mention, this episode of Integrity brought to you courtesy of Isaac Hammerstein and Daughters Funeral Services, burying your dead to their final resting place with dignity. So much dignity that at a funeral, while I'm fucking crying my eyes out, you pick up a dead man's sister, even though she isn't properly divorced from my dad yet. My mom is dating some dude who touches corpses all day. Hey, can you imagine that? I just get creeped out touching his leathery old formaldehyde hand. Ugh, everything around the house has these yellow stains on it, and everything's about death. I'm about life. I mean, not like like a protester, because I've done the other thing a few times, but I mean, we had to. She was young. But listen, if your loved one passes away, which they always do, usually at a really inconvenient time, like when I'm snowboarding or too stoned to drive, get them buried by Isaac Hammerstein and Daughters Funeral Services, bringing dignity to a difficult time at new recession prices. And maybe then, old Isaac can join your family. I'm just joking. I love you, you old goat. Seriously, when I die, I want nothing more than your hand up my ass and your straw sucking the brain out of my skull and replacing my bodily fluids with toxic chemicals so a bunch of assholes can sit around and pretend to cry like they cared about me. Nobody cares about me. As you can see, sponsors, advertising on Integrity 2.0 is a personal service that I bring you and your target demographic, you know, together in a harmonious way, like in a 70s record where everybody's high. Yeah, I make these reads personal. I'm cutting through the marketing nonsense. Speaking of nonsense, Integrity 2.0 is expanding. We are becoming a team. That's right. Integrity 2.0 taking over. It's like how things are merging these days. You used to go to Clucking Bell, and that was great because you wanted to eat a bucket of chicken and then go home and cry. And then you said, if only Clucking Bell and Burger Shot were in the same place, I could enjoy both at the same time. So then you're like, what if all fast food restaurants were like at a truck stop? Like if the world was a giant food court. We're making radio a giant food court. And out in the parking lot, a man will kidnap your daughter. That's life on the open road. I know. My sister disappeared that way. And I didn't do it. Why would I kill my sister? But anyway, we're taking on a team of highly skilled, well-paid interns. Paid not in cash, but in exposure, experience, a degree in the University of Laszlo. That sounds like an awesome t-shirt. University of Laszlo. And without further pomp and circumstance, let me introduce you to the show's new intern, assistant to the producer, Jorge, but I call him Georgie Boy.
It's Jorge.
Georgie Boy is what liberals call an undocumented worker. But he's my little buddy. Aren't you my little buddy?
No.
Jorge the intern, let me ask you, if you die of sunstroke outside a hardware megastore waiting for work, where would you like your body to be taken?
El Salvador.
Right, El Salvador, which is Spanish for the Savior. And who is our Savior?
Isaac Hammerstein and Daughters Funeral Services.
Correct. They saved this show and my career. So let's get to it, Georgie boy.
Jorge.
Right. Whatever. What I need is an intern to bring me ideas, okay? I be funny. I am funny. I get all the credit. You learn a valuable lesson at the University of Laszlo. All right, tell me, where did you work before?
In Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, which is a company that sells nicotine water. See if you can get them to sponsor the show, man. I'm addictive, and I'd love to drink nicotine water. So Integrity 2.0 is more than just a radio show. We're a radio show that walks the streets of Liberty City, feels the pulse, see if it's dead, you know, like you sometimes do with a girl that's drank too much, and it's not date rape. You caress the thighs, you get slapped, you stick in a finger. It's real radio. I mean, any successful radio show needs a sidekick. So as I stand under this decorative awning, smoking a cigarette, Jorge's out there rounding up potential sidekicks for me to interview.
Mr. Laszlo! Mr. Laszlo, I find you sidekick!
Hi! Do you have a second for gay rights?
Oh, God. It's one of these activists that are in every major city now. They stop people on the sidewalk. They harass them for money. They make them feel... You make people feel guilty!
Come on! Don't you have a second for gay rights?
A second? Well, okay, just a second. I mean, sometimes it's 5 minutes if I'm drunk and, you know, nobody's looking.
We've got a petition here that would let gay people marry.
Lesbians? Lesbos? Married? Right. That totally ruins the fantasy. Married people are hideous and sexually boring. All they do is talk about siding and shit. I mean, it ruined my first marriage when I brought another woman in, because I was like, hey, time for a three-way. And she's like, how about no way, you balding has-been? And then she splits. She empties my bank account. And the woman I brought home, who I didn't know at the time was heavily medicated, she fucking sues me.
Lesbo, lesbo.
I'm sorry. Georgie here just beginning to learn the language. Georgie, este muchacha no gusta muchachos.
No?
Solamente gusta muchachas. Mucho licky licky, comprende?
Licky licky.
What are you telling him?
I told him you really like ice cream.
He's looking at me really creepy and is pretending to lick between his fingers.
You gotta understand, his people are very passionate about ice cream. It's really hot where he lives in Peru. It's like the equator and shit. And ice cream melts so fast there, you gotta lick it off your fingers because it comes right off the cone. And often you have to lick it off your fingers in a V pattern. It's Peruvian.
Honduras.
That's what I said. Georgie, come on, let's stroll. God, what a great city this is. A great city to walk through. It takes you in, holds you tight. Georgie, now, I have an idea. Walk in front of me, clear a path, you know, make a big deal. You know what, take this camera, and as I walk, take pictures of me like you're the paparazzi. Say my name a lot. Make a huge deal, all right? All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Laszlo! Laszlo, here! Over here! Laszlo!
That's right. Excuse me. Pardon me, people. The paparazzi always hounding me at the pool, taking pictures of me in a swimsuit and on the internet all the time. God, they take pictures of me on the toilet if they could. I'm really sorry about this.
Laszlo, you so famous. Like reality star. Laszlo, over here!
Oh my God, that's Laszlo.
Who?
You know, Laszlo. He was a talentless dick in the 80s. Man, he's short. And he's bald. What a homo.
Funny. Laszlo, homo, homo.
No, Georgie, not funny. That's offensive and unkind.
Homo, homo.
No, no homo, homo. Great. Look what you did. You taught him a new word. He's going to get beat up outside the hardware megastore now. Georgie, check it out. It's one of those street musicians that plays on buckets and pans and stuff that they sleep on top of in the gutter. But poor people can't afford drum kits, Georgie. Hey, yo, brother, nice rhythm. Give me some skin.
You standing in my donation tray.
Oh, shit. Dude, shit. Man, I am sorry.
Fuck, you spilled all my money.
I guess it's a lesson for life. I've just sort of redistributed your wealth to all these people walking by. Hey, that's his money, asshole. He beats on a fucking pot for that. Dude, this is chump change compared to what you could be making as my band. You know how late night talk shows have their own band? You could be the band, man. The Laszlo Show on Integrity 2.0 Orchestra. And since you can't even afford a drum kit, I don't have to pay you shit.
What the fuck?
Cool out. Homie, dog, let's not get all wound up. Turn your hate into rhythm. A rhythm of the streets. A rhythm of the night. Oh, whoa! Hey, wait, what are you doing? Hey! Ow! Get this motherfucking bucket off of my head! I need a drum, motherfucker! Fuck, let's take a commercial!
I blacked out behind the wheel and killed my best friend.
I woke up and realized I'd urinated on my wife. Oh, that bitch was mad.
Drinking is always a lot of fun, but sometimes we all need to stop for a while. But you don't want to quit because you'll miss the buzz. Smokers have the tobacco patch. Now try the Alco patch. It's the same refreshing feeling of your favorite drink, but delivered transdermally and discreetly. Pick up the Alco patch at your local pharmacy.